Now, today's programme is about wetlands, so I'm going to get the ball rolling with a piece of science news from Canada. Now, if I was to ask you to think of an aquatic animal that has the ability to change its environment and alter the course of streams and rivers, you would most probably come up with dam-building beavers.
Beavers, yeah.
Absolutely. But now a new study out this week from researchers based at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver have identified another environmental moulding species, which is the salmon. Now, salmon spend most of their lives at sea before they undergo an incredible, gruelling migration back up rivers to inland freshwater spawning grounds, often leaping up waterfalls and getting caught by bears as they go. And when they arrive, each female lays her eggs in a hollow in the riverbed, which is called a red. And she excavates this hollow using her wide tail, a bit like a gardener's hoe. And as she does this, as you can imagine, she stirs up lots of sediments that actually get swept away in the current. Now, until now, scientists have long suspected that spawning salmon might have a profound influence on the flow of rivers by stirring up the riverbed, but no one has actually investigated just how much of an effect they can have. So by setting up sediment traps along rivers in British Columbia, researcher Marwan Hassan has discovered for the first time that around half the sediments that flow down a river in a year come from this upstream activity of spawning salmon, which is a huge amount.
Sure, that just sounds outlandishly huge. What about when the river's in flood and there's a really big current flowing? Surely it can't be the same.
I think they even keep taking that into account. And it seems that they are almost interacting with how the floodwaters behave and where they move to. So this really is incredibly profound influence that the salmon are having. So, for example, in the headwaters, salmon, they deepen channels by stirring up the mud, and this grit flows downstream and ends up in channels and pools much lower down. And they're actually doing a really important job because they're not only stirring up sediments, they're stirring up oxygen. So that's what all the other animals in the river need. And it's a really important study, like you say. It's quite a profound effect it's having. And it's going to affect the way that we actually research and manage damaged waterways, which is something we're going to be talking about later in the show.
So there will be knock-on impacts for other animals, because if you take the salmon effect away, although the erosion might go down a bit, then you're saying it's returning nutrients and oxygen back into the water for other things to eat.
Absolutely,
that
it's all a very important part of the system. And I think having the salmon there to do this erosion is part of the way the river's adapted, and it's all very important. So, yeah.
Ain't life complicated? Thanks, Helen. It's The Naked Scientist, Dr. Chris and Dr. Helen. We're talking wetlands today, and in a short while we'll be venturing to the Louisiana wetlands. Louisiana, of course, is the home of New Orleans. It was the home of Hurricane Katrina, unfortunately, not so long ago, but also voodoo, Mardi Gras. Find out more about that in a second. But also some of the world's biggest tracts of wetlands. But what do wetlands actually do? Well, we'll be finding out how they can stop this phenomenon called dead zones in oceans. This is where you end up with a sterile patch of water that will literally support no life. We'll be finding out what they are and why they happen. If you'd like to join in the discussion, email chris@thenakedscientist.com.
The Naked Scientist Podcast, brought to you by thenakedscientist.com.